I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington. And we talked to your wife earlier today. I wonder if we could get a rundown of the object that you saw on the night of the 22nd, or the morning of the 22nd.
UFO Reporting Center?
Right. What we'd like to do is just get your version of exactly what happened.
Okay, we're coming. You want the location?
Yes, please.
Okay, we were in. We were driving from Chico to Yuba City. We just passed through a town called Gridley. This would be a. We were approximately 13 miles from Yuba City.
Uh-huh.
We were between two small towns, 5 miles apart, just leaving Gridley. And
what highway would that be on?
Okay.
What and highway would that be on?
That would be Highway 99.
Okay.
Good. And above the trees, this is the route we usually travel, there appeared a bright light that had a little bit of an effect on my eyes. It didn't exactly blind me, but it was sort of that dimension.
Did you have a tendency to turn away from it?
A little bit, but uh-huh. It wasn't so blinding that I couldn't see oncoming traffic, but it was pretty bright.
Right.
And it looked like it was, I would say, whiter than yellow. And it was, it looked like a, sort of a giant frisbee shape, only it was, all light. And it was above the trees, and I at first thought that somebody had mounted a light on a high tower, and I kept watching, and I says, "Oh, it must be an airplane." But I said, "Well, how come it isn't moving?" And we drove along with our eyes fixed on it like that, and it didn't move. And it stayed in that location for, I guess I had estimated that it didn't move for maybe a minute and a half, and. As we got closer, like I say, we were going to drive up and there would be a high tower with a light on it that somebody would put there because we're used to traveling.
Yes.
Or else we would, you know, the thing would turn or something and we'd discover that it had been an airplane and we were making it, we just had a little illusion. The light slowly moved across the highway. And as we drove alongside, it sort of turned and was going parallel only in our direction. And I estimated, then the light went out, or we lost, I couldn't see the bright light anymore. There was this object up above us that was, I estimated initially at 500 feet, but I think it was lower than that, probably more like 250 feet.
Uh-huh.
It was close enough so I could make out that it wasn't an airplane. And I was trying to think that it must be some kind of a giant helicopter. Now, this is at 12:30 in the morning.
Right.
And I was in traffic, and I was on a two-lane highway, and I was trying to pull over. Then it sort of changed, but I noticed that its appearance, because it turned sort of a slight curve back towards us or behind us, like it made a large arc, only it was, I had the feeling that I was looking at the side of it, and then it sort of turned, went behind us, and cross back over the highway. But while I was doing that, I could clearly see that it wasn't an airplane. It had several red lights in it, and I could see inside, and I had a feeling like I was looking at some kind of a platform, like a space platform or something, you know, only it wasn't that large. I'd say estimated being about as large as our living room.
You say you could see inside of it?
Yeah. In other words, I could see through something.
I see, okay.
It wasn't, my wife
I'll tell him.
My wife had a different vantage point. She saw something different, but it was pretty close to us, and I was still trying to make out it being some kind of a different kind of space, aerocraft, like a giant helicopter, because it was larger than an ordinary helicopter.
Yes.
And I had an impression of shadows in there and several lights, and it was sort of illuminated, and there were, I also felt like it was black or gray structures, and a bottom and a top flatter level. But it didn't make, there wasn't a loud roar like an airplane would have made, but there was a noise. There was, that I didn't notice until after they had gone. And it went behind us and seemed to go quite a lot faster. And then it, I guess it went several miles away. And then the bright light appeared again, and it went parallel with us and along the distant horizon to the east.
Now, did that bright light seem to just engulf the whole object?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Like a corona of light that built up around it?
Well, I wouldn't say corona. I just said the whole thing became that light again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing became that light. And then it moved along. It was pretty easy to follow, except it got smaller and smaller. I thought, well, whatever it is, it disappeared. And I presumed it was some kind of experimental aircraft from the Air Force Base, which is nearby.
Yes.
Then there seemed to be some strange activity over on that horizon. We thought we were picking up the same lights, and then periodically, there were several airplanes that flew by. And then the same bright light appeared again on that horizon and looked like it was coming back toward us, only it never came that close again. And we thought we'd lost it. Meanwhile, we were stopping and starting and looking. The activity stayed quite a distance away on the horizon.
Okay.
Then we got into Yuba City. Now we've traveled about 8 miles, and we've seen this activity over on the horizon twice, and it fixed again on the second occasion. It fixed for a while and then moved, and again it seemed like the bright light would change, and there would be the impression of several red lights, and at times I thought I saw a blue light, and again I thought, well, am I mixing up an airplane? But it was like three red lights and a blue light.
Yes.
Without a beam flashing back and forth or anything.
Okay, now what shape did this object have as you saw it?
Well, I didn't really make out the total shape. I had an impression of, it was sort of more like two circular platforms connected with struts with sort of appendages, but it was the dark part of it was sort of the part I saw was it was in the dark, and my impression of it was that it was like two platforms with connections, and there I could see into it, and there were lights inside and some shadowy things.
Uh-huh.
And then there were, like, I had an impression, but not clearly seen, of some extensions, like something else going off on the sides and going up.
Okay.
So it wasn't smooth.
Right.
Now, my wife's picture is a little bit different than that. Now, when we got to Yuba City, which is 13 miles from where we first saw this, and we were on our way home, we again saw the bright light. And this time it was sort of near our airport. So I thought, well, now this will explain it. We'll drive down there, and we'll see that they've got some kind of experimental gadget, or there's a lot of people around there, and they're making flights with this thing. So we drove down, and again it was fixed. Not exactly over the airport, but to the left of the airport. It was 6th, and she said, let's go, let's drive under it. And I kept driving, and it stayed fixed. And it seemed like we were again going to go under it, and again the light went out, and the red lights and things became apparent. And then it really moved fast again along the horizon, made a curve, and we stopped, and it rapidly got to be, I'd say, about 10 miles away from us, or 5 or 10 miles away, and then went along, again going in a circular arc, parallel with where we were sitting, and then went out, lost it in some trees, and then we didn't see it again.
Okay, now getting back to the first part, when you saw that first bright white light, at which point did the light disappear and the colored lights come on?
After it crossed the highway.
After it crossed in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I got an impression, I mean, at the time, I thought I couldn't figure out why the lights went out, but I thought, like, maybe the light shone on a certain side of it, and as it turned, the light would be on the other side, but it just seemed kind of strange that it just went out.
Uh-huh. And okay, now, did you have the feeling that you were approaching the object, or the object was approaching you?
It appeared out of nowhere. All of a sudden, it was just up there. And then, at first, I thought that it was staying still, and we were coming to the object. And then I thought, well, because I didn't think it was an object. I thought it was either some kind of a strange angle I had on an airplane, or else it was a light somebody had put up. And as I drove, that's strange. I'll tell you, towards the end, I had the feeling that it was sort of cat and mouse, if that makes any sense.
Did you have the feeling you were being watched?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that it was sort of cat and mouse.
Right,
that
okay.
As we came closer, it moved away from us.
In your opinion, how big was that object? Could you compare it with anything?
The thing we saw quite close to us, we tried to estimate it between ourselves, and I have a feeling it's about as big as our living room. How big is that overall?
Well, 15. The part that I saw, I couldn't see the whole object at once, but I would estimate it to be about 18 feet. I have an entirely different angle on it, and I saw stuff you didn't see, so when you threw it in,
varies as I try to estimate how high it was, but it was a lot closer than I've been to most aircraft.
Okay, now those struts that you saw, which you thought were separating the two circular platforms, how high would you say those struts were? Those were vertical struts?
Yeah.
Okay, how high would you say those were? I know it's awful hard to make visual
I
estimates.
Yeah, I think I would say our living room ceiling, probably 8 feet.
Okay. Were they rotating by any chance?
The struts?
Right.
No, I couldn't tell.
Okay. And this object came directly over your vehicle?
It came
to my right.
Yeah, to the right of the vehicle. And I would guess it was like about 50 feet away, and then probably 250 feet above.
Okay. Okay, now I'd like to talk to your wife, get her.
Yeah. I think I got a better look at it. It must have, the way my husband described it, it must have turned around or something, but I was looking out the window. My window was rolled down, and we had stopped when it was finally just right out there. I saw it kind of coming in. I didn't see the bright light. It looked real dark, and yet as it was coming, it looked like it had something jutting out, which wasn't big enough to be a wing, and it was kind of making an angle, and it looked like the same thing on the other side, but it was dark, and it looked behind and to my right of the thing jutting out like there was space, like I was seeing the sky, or else it could have been a darkened window, but there was something that gave me the impression that there was space.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't seeing the complete top of it, but I was seeing the top of it, you know, as it was making an angle.
Right.
Then then I was seeing from the face down, right, a very clear picture, and it was a like a big barrel shape. I even saw the texture. I saw ridges standing like seams. I don't know how to describe them, like seams. I know I saw two seams and possibly more, but I could swear to two from the point beyond where I had seen the space, because I could no longer see the space. I was looking then from that on down, and it seemed like the shape of a big, bulky, round barrel.
Uh-huh.
And it was, as the raised seams or ridges were together, it was very bumpy, different bumpy texture, you know, very raised bumpy. And I can't swear that the whole body was bumpy, but it was a dull finish, and it was, it might have been pounded. I don't remember now if the whole thing was bumpy, but I distinctly remember the bumpy pattern on these two seams that seemed to be, from where I was looking at least sticking out 2 feet.
How
was it all there? The way, pardon me, Tom, all the way around. Then I could see the color of being a, instead of a black, it was like an antique copper, a dark copper color. Brass, I mean, not copper,
yes.
Brass. And then I was trying to get my door open, and I couldn't. I'm peeking out, and then I saw on this thing that jutted out a very distinct U, because I was thinking, well, maybe it's going to say U.S., Air Force or something, but I thought, well, there wouldn't even be room for an S. It was a U, a definite U, which was maybe 2 feet all the way around, you know, like a double, you know, wide.
And you're talking about the letter U?
The letter U.
On the side of this thing?
On the thing that was jutting out.
Okay.
It wasn't big enough to be a wing. But
now that was a
U-shaped thing.
Well, it was shaped like a U.
Uh-huh.
I thought at the time it was a U-shaped thing. I think what probably happened is it turned us, and it looked like there was more figures on the other side, more white, that white, like white paint is what I was thinking of at the time. And, but I couldn't make out the figures. It was because of the angle that it was at. And in speculation, I think that was lights coming through a clear white translucent. Plastic-like, you know, lights coming, white, something, lights coming
yes.
through. Perhaps as it turned at that certain angle, it lit up the body of the craft, so I could distinguish the two definite ridges or seams or whatever in the texture and the color.
Okay, now you spoke of the object being shaped like a barrel. Would this be a barrel on its side or upright?
It would be on its side.
Okay.
And then my husband seems to describe it upright, so perhaps it should.
No, not upright.
Oh.
What I saw didn't look like a barrel at all to me.
Well, this I could.
But we were looking at it at different, at slightly
and
different
it was to
times.
My right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't really see an outline. You know, I just saw caught different glimpses of the stuff that was the outlines were a different thing. Because how did you see it? How was it illuminated at all?
Well, it must have been that must have been light instead of a big white paint.
You didn't see any red lights, huh?
No, I didn't see any red. And he got out of the car and he saw the lights in front. I didn't see that at all.
That's did you
dark.
Step out of the car?
Yeah, she saw it first.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she was looking out the side window. And she saw it, I guess, about...
I thought it was
two or three seconds,
circling our car.
Two or three seconds before I saw it. And then I got out of the car and looked at it, and that's about the time it left us. And she was monkeying with her door at that time, so I saw it slightly different time than she did, but it was only a couple of seconds different, I think.
Okay.
Maybe 5 seconds.
Now, how long, in your estimate, would this entire operation last?
The time we first sighted it, until
right.
the time...
Or the time we actually saw it right by our car.
Well...
You mean that the whole event?
The duration of the whole event, yes.
We saw an hour. It took an hour.
1 hour, okay. And you stopped frequently during this period?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we got home at 1:30, and it was about 12:35 when we saw it.
And I don't remember whether you said you heard any sound.
I couldn't describe the sound to you, but I know I heard a sound because my window was down and I was listening for the sound. Tom said, oh, it must be a helicopter, so I was listening for the sound of a helicopter, and I remember thinking, no, that's not the sound a helicopter makes. And then I thought, well, it being so close, an airplane would about drown you out, and it was softer than an airplane, but I couldn't describe the sound to you.
Okay, now, you estimate that when it got to your wife's side of the car, the thing was about 50 feet away and about 250 feet altitude?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe 100 feet away.
I think it was closer to the ground than two. I think in terms of telephone poles, I think it was no more than four telephone poles high.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's about 200 feet, I guess.
Okay. Well, these distances, everything, are hard to estimate visually. Okay, is there anything you can add to that? Have you had any strange experiences since then, such as dreams?
No, I'm just all keyed up. I've been keyed up. I can't get the picture out of my mind.
Well, one interesting thing is that... that somebody, that she told up the street, was talking to somebody at work, or he works, about it, and he lives in the Oregon house, which is in the foothills to the east of us, and he said earlier that same night, around 9:30.
He wasn't sure if it was Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. And he had described seeing, independently, he had described to my wife over the phone, and I haven't talked to him yet, seeing this unusual white light and then strange red light. And I hadn't talked to him at all. I heard her talking to him just before you called. In fact, it wasn't, it was about a minute, just as you called, I was getting ready to call him to get a better description, because I have been thinking that there must be some other explanation than outer space. There must be something like...
Not what I saw.
I'm trying to make it into experimental... some kind of a thing from Beale, and they don't want to tell us about it.
Yes.
That it was a giant helicopter of some sort that some guy was monkeying around. Then it seems unlikely at 12:30 in the morning this would be so, and why it would behave so strangely.
Yeah.
And
also, what I saw looked like it'd be cost an enormous amount of money to build, like no private person could put together something like that.
But he described... From his description to her, when she was talking about it, it seemed to fit a lot of the things I had seen.
Right.
And can you tell us anything?
Well, all I can say is that we're getting a lot of reports of unknown objects in the sky in your area of California in the last 3 weeks.
Have you ever had anyone see the top of it, the texture, the body like that?
Oh, yes.
Has it been described the same way?
Well, variously described as looking like the surface of a golf ball or pitted or...
Well, did they see the ridges on it? They were so pronounced.
We have had reports of ridges, yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
but we would appreciate it very much if both of you would fill out one of our questionnaires and get together and to fill out the one. It's important data that we need for our research program. It would take you just about 30 minutes.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to get to the bottom of it.
Well, what's going on with your research? That's sort of fascinating to me.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll send you what data that we have, what printed matter that we have.
Do you have anything that fits my description?
Oh, yes. Especially the behavior of that bright light.
Now, he saw the lights when I got out of the car. I didn't see the lights up close. I just saw them.
How about the red lights?
Oh, yes. The red lights are very common. Red lights, blue lights, and bright white lights.
Do they get...
We feel it's part of the power system, control system of the object. They appear to be operating in complete defiance of gravity, and we feel that this has something to do with it.
Do they... has anybody seen inside the craft?
Yes. It's a very rare thing, but they have.
How do they describe? Because I felt like I was seeing inside something.
Well, the descriptions vary, of course, anywhere from seeing instrument panels and controls to actually seeing the occupants.
What do they say about the occupants? Do they actually see the occupants, or do they see
small,
the shadows?
Short people. Both quite distinctly outlined and shadows.
I had a distinction. There being activity going on in there, and with some shadowy things going on, but I didn't see any little pictures.
Uh-huh.
Well, gee whiz, is there any pattern to it yet?
No, not yet. Well, we sure appreciate...
What if they're monitoring our telephone?
Could be.
How long have you been into this?
Oh, we've been in it 21 years.
Where? Have you patterned sightings like this, or is it sort of any pattern to the concentration of
No, not really. It fluctuates from place to place. And, of course, what we usually try when we see a heavy concentration of activity, we try to find out why they're picking on that particular area.
Have you any reason, figure out any reason why they pick on an area?
No. Well, yes, we have, too. Sometimes defense installations, military bases, certain types of industrial areas.
What about daytime sighting?
Very rare.
Because several months ago, I was driving along the highway home, and I have about a 5-mile drive, and there was a very bright reflection it was off to the right of the car again, and it was very definite. I thought it was like light shining off a wing, and it was pretty bright, and it was in the daytime, and it lasted for about 15 seconds, and then it disappeared, and I looked to see what it was up there that had been making that light reflection, and I couldn't see anything, and I had something like that, similar to that, happen, maybe 5 years ago.
Has anyone seen that U, that white U shaped, U shape on that thing that jets out?
No.
The answers you've come up with in the past, have you usually found some natural reason to...
Oh, yes, for some, yes. We have, we try to determine what these things are not. And then if we can't explain them away, why, we put them into the unknown category. So we've had several thousand unknowns.